We've all been there, a frigid winter cold snap rolls in and the furnace stops working. What do you do? Derek Jackson, sales and marketing manager for Wardlaw Heating and Cooling, shares his tips for what to do if your furnace has left you in the cold. In most cases, furnaces stop working due to a lack of maintenance or a parts failure. Lack of maintenance can lead to problems such as clogged filters, buildup on igniters and more, which causes furnaces to fault. Parts failures can happen at any time and they are always inconvenient for the homeowner, explains Derek. Check the basics. In some circumstances, the furnace may not be producing heat for a simple reason. According to Derek, there are a few things that homeowners can check if their furnace suddenly stops working. Make sure the batteries in the thermostat are still good. Check that the emergency switch or breakers haven't been shut off accidentally. Ensure that snow or debris is not blocking the venting where the unit exhausts and intakes air. Make sure the fuel source is there. If you are using oil or propane, make sure that the tanks aren't empty. If you are using electricity, make sure the power isn't out. If all of these check out, it is time to call in the professionals. Safety first. Keep in mind that if your furnace has shut off due to a flood, you should take some extra precautions. Another important safety tip to remember is to not wander into flood water. The basement or area where your furnace is stored in may become flooded. If this is the case, we recommend shutting the power off to these areas if possible or calling a professional. Many electrical components could be underwater and it is best not to go in that water until you know it is 100% safe, Derek cautions. Routine maintenance can prevent breakdowns in most cases. Routine maintenance and safety inspections can help to find furnace problems before they become an inconvenience. With our series of tests, we can help predict or find inefficiencies. The maintenance also allows the furnace to work the way it is designed with less stress on the equipment. This helps to prolong the life of the parts, not unlike an oil change and maintenance on your car, says Derek. We can also catch issues such as small carbon monoxide leaks and heat exchangers, which could be dangerous to those in the home. If you suddenly find yourself without heat, check the basics, stay safe, and call in the professionals. The team at Wardlaw Heating and Cooling always does their best to get their customers' heat back on as soon as possible. To find out more about Wardlaw Heating and Cooling's maintenance memberships or to schedule a consultation, call their helpful team at 705-230-3148. They can also be found on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.